Well, Dean, it's a point and a clean sheet, but on balance, should it have been more for your team today?
Yeah, I think, as you said, on balance, possibly more, especially second half. We spoke about it at half-time. We felt like we had another 10, 15, maybe 20% left in us. And second half, full credit to the lads. We were on the front foot, and I thought we dominated the second half. And Jarves, he's got unlucky. We were, for about a 15-minute period, we were absolutely camped in there off, and he's just put one just got across the near post, and he just put it wide of the post. And then, obviously, the keeper's pulled an unbelievable save off from Josh Gordon's header.
I mean, being hypercritical, should Josh maybe have got it a bit nearer the corner, do you think?
Look, he's had to put as much power on the ball as he could, and then, look, minimum is he made the keeper save, and I thought it was a great save. We'll put it down as a great save, not a miss.
And Luke Leahy as well forced a really good save out the goalkeeper as well just before that.
Yeah, as you said, he's just before that to cause a corner for us. He bent one in top corner and the keeper's got his fingertips to it. But look, on reflection, he's a clean sheet, and that's a positive for us.
It was a very, very tight first half. Was the message at half-time to try and step it up a little bit?
Yeah, I thought first half both teams were a little bit cagey. But as I said, we spoke about it at half-time. We had another 15, 20% left in the tank, and we raised it second half. And as I said, happy with the second half performance.
Josh Gordon, really industrious again today. In Andy Cook's absence, he led the line really well, I thought.
Yeah, I thought he was outstanding. He built on last week's performance. As I said, other than the keeper's excellent save, he could have added to his tally from last week. But all-round performance, I thought he'd done really well. And I thought Dan Scar, he's getting stronger with every performance he's put in so far for the club.
Yeah, I mean, Dan Scar and John Guthrie back there against Liam Boyce were impervious today.
Yeah. They're both outstanding. John built on last week's performance, and he gave me the response I wanted to when he got left out the other week. And he came back in, he was outstanding last week, and he was the same again today.
So would you say more positives than negatives?
Yeah, look, a lot more positives than negatives. We wanted a clean sheet, and we've got one. And on another day, to keep it on Gay's fingertips to Josh Yedder, we'd have walked away with 3 points.
I know it's about you, not other teams, but Bristol Rovers have had a big win today, so the gap to the bottom four is only 2 points and you're fifth from bottom.
Yeah, look, there's no denying that. It's not nice to look at, but if you look just above us, there's a good 8-9 teams in it now. And if we perform like that second half especially, we'll go in the right play, in the right direction.
And the Walsall fans at that end of the ground second half, which we tried their best to suck the ball.
Yeah, look, I think everything second half, it was as good as performance we've done in a long, long time. And the fans got fully behind the players, and every tackle, everything that they contested, the fans thought the backing was outstanding today.